I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Come here. What's the story with banning the goading of Man United fans? All the cracks gone out of it for Liverpool fans like myself. Like, you wouldn't do this to a dog. To me at Budgie, he's Man U from the age of 4. He told me in total confidence he's struggling in the bedroom department after the latest run of results, culminating in the derby match destruction over the weekend gone by. He's so sick of watching the post-match analysis, he's after getting this recurring dream while Roy Keane is sitting in a chair at the end of his bed, telling him his room's a disgrace, he needs to shape up, or at the very least, buy a few of them plastic organiser boxes when they comes back into Aldi's. I says, Budgie Bay, in the spirit of friendship, I won't mention Liverpool's pursuit of silverware on four fronts. I'll do all of me power to curb the slagging of Man U fans going forward. So, I'm writing a charity song called You're the Sad Ones Now. Could you spread the word like, don't you do any, Blackpool?
My Connor is so upset with United that he cancelled his Sky Sports. I said, how are you going to watch them now? He said, through my hands. Hashtag gruesome.
It's getting toned on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Rhodes Dunners, who'll get the best tables in Marbella because there's a ban on Russians. Fifi underscore new yacht kicked off the Marbella talk on Monday when she posted a gif of some exploding carbs, which was in bad taste given the situation in the Ukraine. But we got the message. Marbs is going to be terrific this year without all the ugly arcs. Maisie underscore Amazie said, can you imagine just how classy it's going to be? Out with the incredibly good nouveau riche Russians in their gaudy designer gear and back in with the creme de la creme of old Cork money down the Douglas Road. We considered banning her for suggesting that nouveau riche Russians are better looking than Douglas Road Stunners, but our heart wasn't in it because we're just so happy about getting Marbella back for late spring. The summer's more for Bishopstown types who shop in Zara. The only problem is, I couldn't sleep last night with the guilt, worrying if I should be planning a lavish holiday while people are being blasted out of their homes in Ukraine. Would it be a good idea to go to confession before we fly off? Jenny Douglas Road.
I rang my cousin the priest and said, what would your advice be to a Douglas Road type thinking of going to Marbella? He said, don't be ridiculous. Anyone is heading to Morocco.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. They say you should try something new, but I might have bitten off more than I can chew with the latest boyfriend, and him a rugby player from Douglas, no less, inside in Cork. This all started with my last fella, a Brawl Donica, who's a junior hurler from Lisgould. Jesus, what is wrong with the GAA crowd that they have to start every sentence with the phrase, well, I suppose... It isn't just the big stars you hear interviewed by that gowl Marty Morrissey. You get it at all levels, including junior hurling, which is fairly low down the banana tree. Well, I tell you, it's no joke getting dressed up in your smalls from Anne Summers only for your boyfriend to say, well, I suppose we might as well. Well, I suppose you might as well go back to Lisgould, says I to Donica. And straight on, I went to a dating app called Rugger Hugging Bog Babes. So now I'm seeing Jack from Douglas, and isn't he bringing me over to Twickenham with him this weekend for the Irish match? All his friends have actual rugger-hugger girlfriends from Blackrock, and you have to admire the way they can speak out of their noses. I'm worried that I'll make a tool of myself in front of them. I can get a bit messy around the fifth porn star Martini. Do you have any advice, tell me? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
Oh, cancel. If you thought rugby was a vicious sport, wait until you see Blackrock babes patronising someone from North Cork. I presume you knew what patronising means.
Now listen up, Paddy. My client, a Russian gentleman who'd rather not be named, would like to place the following ad in your newspaper. For sale, one Premier League football club and 37 supercars will swap for suitable property in the county of Cork. He tells me that anywhere in West Cork would be ideal, to which I replied, you've obviously never been to Dunmanway. He's keen to do a deal next week, so could you assemble suitable buyers? I'll be in Cork on Tuesday morning to give them the once-over. Lord Edmund de Servants Banker, London.
I rang the posh cousin there and asked her if she knew anyone in West Cork that might be interested. She said, what does it entail? I said, meeting a posh rugby boy who likes spanking. She said, I'll have a ask around Kinsale. Hashtag you can't go wrong.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner. Red FM.